Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today again. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for being a part of our listening family. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 1, beginning at verse 15. Exodus 1, 15. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shipra and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive? And the midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was, because the midwives feared God, that he provided households for them. So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, every son who is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Verses 15 through 22, Exodus chapter 1. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word, which guides us and directs us, molds and shapes us. Thank you for the fact that your word helps us know what's right, what's wrong, what honors you, what doesn't honor you. And thank you for the fact that your word is a word of life that teaches us to choose life and to stand for life as well. Father, more and more, help us to be a people that are faithful hearers and doers of your word, that courageously stand for life and against the tragedy of abortion, and stir us to be faithful and passionate about being faithful to carrying this work out. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. I'll remind you once again, we want to continue to encourage you. If you haven't emailed us and asked for a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer yet, please do. Email me at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Email us to get a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer. And again, we're encouraging you, pray this prayer absolutely every day over yourself and over your family, because in the midst of all that's going on in our culture today, no one can protect us and protect your health like God can. So Psalm 91 is a wonderful and a powerful weapon that we can use to protect ourselves from the many dangers in our world. God is El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Our producer is Rick Robertson. He's going to share a word of prayer with us at the beginning of the broadcast as well.
Father, we thank you for our listening family, these group of people that you have brought together to listen today. And Father, we pray that you will give them ears to hear your truth, that they will cling to that truth. And Father, we pray for those who are hurting, those who've lost loved ones, those who are sick. Father, those that have a financial crisis at this time, God, we pray that you would be their provider, as we know that you will. And Father, we pray that you will give them peace and comfort during this season of their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We'd like to please and invite and request that you pray daily for the ministry of the American Family Association and American Family Radio, and specifically for the Hour of Intercession broadcast, that the Lord would use us more and more for His glory and to accomplish His perfect will and His purposes in the kingdom of God. We are honored to have as our phone guest today Joe Langfeld. Excuse me, he's the Executive Director of Human Life Alliance. Joe, how are you today?
I am doing well this morning. It is so great to be with y'all.
Okay, thank you for taking the time to be with us in the midst of your busy schedule. And as we start, if you would take a moment to further introduce yourself and also tell our listeners about the mission and work of the Ministry of Human Life Alliance.
Well, I'm entering my 17th to 18th year at work at Human Life Alliance, so I've been in this mission field for quite a while. been very blessed to be involved with the organization. We're a pro-life organization, and as many of your guests have said in the past, that makes us a 501c3 charity, the nonprofit group, and all those kinds of things. But what we do is we share a pro-life message with people in this culture, hoping to engage them with materials that actually save lives as people put their faith into action in this side of their faith with the pro-life arena. We hope to really inform people so that they can be out in the culture, that they'd be inspired to share a good pro-life message with their brothers and sisters in the faith and with people they don't know, and then that people who hear that message would get involved. And it would almost be a pre-evangelization mission that breaks down the hardness of our hearts, opens up dark areas in our culture, and lets us hear and see truth, and then we get to know the author of truth in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Well, would it be accurate to say, as it relates to the work of Human Life Alliance, that one of your priority missions is specifically producing literature and brochures for the pro-life cause?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that makes us really different compared to other pro-life groups. We're all sharing valuable pro-life messages, giving into people's lives as best we can, but we make these comprehensive pro-life materials. Right now, they're magazine styles. They've been advertising supplements, newspapers in the past, but you'll rarely see like a small brochure from us. So usually our magazines are at least 16 pages. They get into all kinds of areas to share with people really different things, whether it be teen chastity and abstinence or working with high school and college kids regarding abortion, churches, all the way up to, through, and including euthanasia and assisted suicide so that we would see the dignity of all human people. But yeah, it's an informational or educational work is what we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If someone wants to learn more about Human Life Alliance or get in touch with the ministry, how could they do that?
Well, they can call us or they can go find us online. You can Google us at Human Life Alliance, but our website is simply humanlife.org, and the office phone number is 651-484-1040. But they can go online, look for us, or email us at feedback@humanlife.org, and we'll be happy to share our materials, answer any questions, help them with whatever their situation is.
Okay. All righty. Well, Joe, you know, as we begin our discussion about more about your ministry, Human Life Alliance, and the work that you do, I want to ask just your thoughts on the passage that I read earlier, Exodus chapter 1, verses 15 through 22. That, for me, is such a powerful and to-the-point story found in Scripture of two young women who many would say would be, use the word maybe obscure. Not, in other words, they're only mentioned this in this one story in all of the Word of God, yet their courage is powerful in terms of what they, you know, what they accomplish because they courageously stand up for what's right. The king of Egypt tells them to kill the baby boys, and as midwives, they can easily do that because they're right there when babies are born. But it clearly says that they feared God, and part of what that means is they look to the Word of God for guidance, direction, and the bottom line of what they would or wouldn't do was not what the government said, but what God said and what His Word said. And so they refused to kill the baby boys, and of course, at a certain point, Pharaoh realized that it's what he told them to do wasn't happening. Calls them in, and how intimidating that could be. But by the grace of God, God gives them wisdom and grace to actually outsmart Pharaoh. When he demands why the baby boys aren't dying, of course, they let him know. Well, Pharaoh, the Hebrew women, they're just so lively and strong, they just pop those babies out before we get there. They literally outsmart, outwise the Pharaoh. And it also says God blessed them with families of their own. And so it's such a powerful story to me about an example of believers standing up for truth, standing up for life, and God blessing them in the midst of that. But any thoughts that come to mind you'd like to share about that story?
Yeah, well, immediately, anytime somebody says Exodus, the first thing I think about is God pulling His people out of slavery and out of bondage mm-hmm. and in towards the promised land. And that is always the case with abortion today. People think that abortion impacts just a woman or just her child, but it doesn't. It impacts an aunt or an uncle, that young woman's brother or sister or grandparents, whole families have to be freed from this tragedy of abortion. And so when we look at life and we look at how God gives us life and the most innocent life among us, that child in the womb, he desires nothing for us other than to release us from that slavery, even today. Now that we celebrate, you know, we're here at the end of April, we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus, that salvation moves us forward to free us in another way. Mm-hmm. And even today, with abortion, young women struggling, young men, you know, struggling with them as they are the fathers, it's the opportunity now for people to reach out, step out, and accept God's grace in their life. It's the same old story always for us as humans, isn't it?
It sadly, but praise God for the fact that God provides a way out, and he simply calls us to courageously obey his word, and it's not hard. God's word says in one of the Ten Commandments, you shall not murder. And that's very clear and to the point. Yet sadly, we live in a culture that is so deceptive and leads people in lies to such a great extent that there's so many people that will say they will stand for what in their mind is they're saying, well, we stand for a woman's right to choose. And in reality, they sadly are saying we stand for the right to murder. And so it's tragic. But there's a great need for us as the church to stand up and courageously stand for truth and stand for life according to God's word. I want to share something that I downloaded about Human Life Alliance online, and I'm going to ask you to expound on it a little bit more. It's a part of your mission statement. It says, Human Life Alliance promotes awareness of the inherent dignity and personhood of human life, born and preborn, without exception or compromise. Human Life Alliance proclaims and defends a culture of life and chastity through education, social and political awareness, and life-affirming alternatives to abortion, infanticide, assisted suicide, and euthanasia. Human Life Alliance accomplishes its mission in a spirit of prayer and nonviolence. Would you expand a little bit more on why you feel like that mission statement needs to be your mission statement?
Well, that's been almost a completely unaltered mission statement since the beginning of Human Life Alliance back mm-hmm. in 1977. Our roots go back into the 60s. Mm-hmm. Our board, in its wisdom and through their prayer and their discernment process, has always kind of understood, and this is one of the things that makes Human Life Alliance, we call it HLA, different from other pro-life groups. It's not just serving that young woman in the crisis pregnancy and the child in the womb. All life, all human life is created in the image and dignity that is our gift from our God. And so whether you're that child in the womb, whether you're a young person struggling at your place in life, or whether you're somebody who's older or infirmed, or life doesn't look like what medical science today calls normal, it's not our responsibility to be taking those lives. It's our life, our responsibility to be serving those lives. And so, one of the things that's different about Human Life Alliance and our informational approach is we share across the spectrum information on how people can stand up and respect life in different things. So even right now, during this COVID-19 crisis, we have people calling and asking, what about my loved ones that are receiving medical care in this different time? How do I protect them? And we can tell them about, you know, what kind of machines are out there, what a ventilator actually does, the opportunities that might come before them, how to legally seek for their loved ones so they're not shut out of caring for them and being involved with their care, all the way down to right now, sidewalk counseling. Counselors across the country are using our materials in droves because they can, through their free speech rights, be right out there at that moment of final decision for a young woman seeking an abortion. We're seeing great fruits as God continues to work with people. So we create resources and people around the country in different opportunities, different venues, churches, on the streets, in hospitals, in classrooms, wherever, use our materials to help people learn about respect for life.
Okay. All right. Well, we're coming up on a break and we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guest today is Joe Langfeld. He's the executive director of Human Life Alliance. We'll be right back.
My soul.
Music of Planet Shakers, Only Way. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Joe Langfell. He's the Executive Director of Human Life Alliance. And Joe, would you share with our listeners once again, if listeners are wanting to get literature or learn more about the work of Human Life Alliance, share your website again.
Yep, Human Life, that's one word, humanlife.org, or they can even call the office at 651-484-1040.
All right. And you provide literature to individuals, to ministries, to churches, well, basically anyone who contacts you to get it, you're able to provide it in bulk when needed, right?
Oh, yeah. People all the time say, how much do they cost? Well, we'll give them to you. They don't do us any good sitting in our warehouse, and we print large volumes. A couple of years ago, one ministry out in California asked us for 130,000 copies, and they couldn't make a donation in return, and we fulfilled that request. We're more than happy to share what we have.
Mm. Well, how is it that you're able to give away literature like that when people get it, ask for it for free and aren't able to to buy it? How are you able to do that?
Well, you know, we have generous donors. We exist totally on the generosity of people and how God provides, and so we expect that. We do fundraising like a normal ministry would do to do that work, but we just rely on God's generosity. You know, very few churches actually give us direct money because they're also in a jam, or the crisis pregnancy centers that we work with, their budgets are struggling. So we're happy to share what we have. But these materials, even though people say, I can't believe this is a pro-life material, they look so great, they're so modern looking, they really engage young people, they're inexpensive. On average, they cost me about 7.5 cents to print one magazine. We'd be crazy at that price not to share them, and they'll go through for students on average 5 sets of hands. That's barely more than a penny a piece. So we don't want to keep them in our warehouse. We want them out and moving about.
Well, you know, Joe, that's a great kingdom perspective, and thank you again, you and the Ministry of Human Life Alliance, because the fact is, such outstanding literature as you all produce is they're very effective tools in the hands of believers that are passionately involved in the cause of building the kingdom and standing for life and against abortion. Father, thank you, Lord, for the Ministry of Human Life Alliance and Joe and all the rest of the staff. Father, flood them with grace, and Lord, give them favor, Lord. Lord, move upon every listener that you'd have them to pray, Lord, and see what you'd have them to do, both in terms of praying for Human Life Alliance and giving. I pray that every listener that's listening, that you'd have them to give and give generously, that they would do what you'd have them to do to help support the great work of a ministry like Human Life Alliance. We thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Joe, there's one particular publication that I know for a number of years I've been familiar with because I've had the privilege of working with an abstinence program in relation to the work of a local pregnancy clinic here in the Tupelo, Mississippi community. And this is literature that we've used both through the abstinence programs in public schools and also through our pro-life outreach but it's a great tool called Just for Girls and Just for Guys. Tell our listeners about that particular one. Of course, you put out a new one every year, I guess, right?
Right, and so here we are, April. We do it every spring. People think about the birds and the bees with young people, right? So here we are in April of 2020, and the 2020-2021 edition of Just for Girls, Just for Guys is brand new. Yep, they're a slick, interesting, cool-looking magazine. When readers look at it, they'll immediately notice the kind of lack of text compared to some of our other pieces. But we're dealing with teenagers that, you know, they still read today, but they browse, just like on the Internet. So they'll look at an article, they'll move on, they'll turn a couple pages, briefly look at that article, they'll set it down, they'll stick it in their backpack, they'll pick it back up later, they'll look at another article or two, and so they read differently than other generations have read. But we try to make them colorful and trend right, as we might have called in the fashion industry, and we try to focus on lifestyle choices that they make. This year, we're fully converted into what we call the sexual risk avoidance model, which is a national model that helps people understand that they should save sex for marriage.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I have a copy that Human Life Alliance sent me in front of me. And just like you said, it's such a well-done, beautiful publication, and it's put together. It's colorful. It has several topics on one two-page spread, and so made, just like you said, in such a way where it's easy to keep your to grab your attention or to keep your attention, and even if you don't read all the articles on a given page, you might read one or two and go back, but very attractive and something easy to read, and so, again, a beautiful tool. And could you explain, too, how that it's two magazines in one? You flip it, it's for just for girls, and the other side is just for guys. Explain that.
Yeah, people think it's really clever, but it's a really simple tool, right? So on one side, you look at the Just for Girls side, and you kind of go halfway through reading all the different articles that are in there. You know, we talk about how choices matter. There's an article that's been in for years called Romance versus Reality. It talks about how Hollywood pushes their idea of sex as romance, you know, and what that means. Starting over, one of my favorite things these last couple of years is what we call the perfection deception, the whole idea of women's bodies and what the culture says through social media and Snapchat and all those things, that everything must look perfect. But you go through that whole side, and then the magazine flips over. So if you backed up and turned to the Just for Guys side, it's upside down in a sense, but we have a side that's focused on guys' needs and a side that's focused on the girls' needs. And, yep, we know they read them both, especially the guys, right? What's the first thing they do? They read the girls' side, because what every teenager boy really want to know? How do girls work? Frankly, I'm a 53-year-old man, and I'd still love to know how women work, right? They're a mystery to us sometimes. Mm-hmm. But we cover everything from second chances to how to stay pure before marriage to even on the guy's side, there's a really simple page which just has hormone charts on there. Here's the guy's hormones, very simple. And then here's the girl's hormones that, you know, look like a roller coaster ride. And when I give teen abstinence talks or talks at churches about this, you know, I'll say, guys, just take a look at what your sister or your girlfriend or your mother might be going through, and you can understand now the reason for their mood changes. And the girls will start jabbing the guys if they're in the same kind of classroom and saying, yeah, you need to leave us alone. And I'll say, ladies, just take a look at where the guys' hormones are. They're just pasted right at the top. So even when you don't think you're trying to get their attention, they're on. They're always on, especially mm-hmm. for a teenager, you know, a young man. So that and porn, the really difficult areas we talk about, sexting, those things, it's all in there. And yes, on that Foot magazine. So you can see it as just for girls, or you can see it as just for guys, but then you get a little bit of both perspectives as you read through it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I want to say to every single listener, I would challenge and encourage you to get in touch with Human Life Alliance and order at least a copy so you can see it, because it's such a useful tool to put in the hands of any young person, teenagers in your own home, maybe for you might want to get a copy to give to the youth minister at your church or in other settings, because it's such a powerful tool. And the fact is, relationships and sexuality is such a huge topic that needs to be taught and understood from a Bible perspective, and this is a great tool to do that. So, again, I would challenge every listener, get in touch with Human Life Alliance, get a copy of it, and pray and ask the Lord how He'd have you to use it, and maybe down the line order many more copies to use in some capacity. But a great tool. You might just get it, send copies to your local high school and middle school as well, because it's a great tool to be used in public school settings as well. So, Joe, would you share with our listeners again how they can get a copy of Just for Girls, Just for Guys?
Yep. Like all our materials, go online to humanlife.org. You'll see in the menu section there'll be materials or publications, resources. And you can click on a publication and go look at any of the dozen or so major publications that we have out there. And if they can't afford to make a donation at this time, when they're selecting their magazine, there's either 50-cent donation to cover the cost of shipping and the development and all our overhead, or the only other option is to select the zero donation, and then it will just arrive at their house for free. Now, just a word of caution, Christians use these all across the country and even around the globe, but our materials and our mission forward-facing is very secular. Like you said, we do use these in public high schools, campus pieces we use on college campuses around the country, and we have more success reaching students on secular campuses, public campuses, than we do on the faith-based schools, which is a whole other story. But so what we tell parents is, read this first if you're wondering, is it appropriate for your child? Because it gets into very serious information. So just as a warning here, if you've got young children listening, just cover your ears for a moment. It does talk about the problem of teen masturbation, sexting, and everything that leads to abortion and what the culture says is right and wrong, and we share the difference. But it shares it from a secular point of view, and that's how we start with our work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, I would, Joe, along with that, I would like to mention to every parent listening that this is a great tool just very simply to teach your children about sex and sexuality from a biblical perspective. Now, of course, I say biblical, even though it's such, it can be used in a secular setting. The reality of it is it uses biblical wisdom throughout the whole magazine. And so it may not quote a scripture per se, but it does contain biblical wisdom, and so thank the Lord for that. So I would encourage every parent listening, get a copy to give to your own teens to use as a tool to help you, again, teach them about sex and sexuality from a biblical perspective. So, again, thank you, Joe, for sharing about that as well. And I want to ask if you'll just take a moment specifically to pray for God to really use this publication in a greater way, because I think it's such an outstanding tool that's so needed in our culture today. Would you pray about that, please?
Well, Father God, we just lift up the young people in our culture today, even young people around the world, Lord, our teens, that in this world and in this time when they're uncertain about what their lives are, when in public classrooms and in popular culture and the media that's out there, they're being told that they can find their fulfillment in their sexuality. And we know you've created us to be that way, to be sexual people, Lord, but they're hearing a message that's not focused on how you created us to be. So, Lord, we just ask that you use these materials and good men and women of faith to come into the lives of young people, that they might hear a witness on how to use their sexuality in a way that glorifies you and honors you, that creates children, that creates love and the bonding between a couple, that keeps it in marriage, Lord, the way your plan is for us, and that they might see your wisdom and that they might have life and not embrace the death that comes with this culture. Pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Then, well, Joe, in relation to just the array of literature that you all provide, would you share with our listeners more ways that, you know, just the pro-life literature as a whole, how are some ways you would encourage listeners to take the kind of literature you all produce and use on their own? They may not be a part of a pro-life ministry from their church per se or out there, but there are individuals who want to be used by the Lord. How would you encourage them to get some of your literature and use it?
Well, just give us a call at Human Life Alliance or humanlife.org and request our materials. Well, right now, during the coronavirus scare here, about 50% of our work is with students on high school and college campuses, so that's not happening. But I'm surprised, pleasantly surprised, by the number of parents, aunts and uncles, grandparents, who are contacting Human Life Alliance and saying, send me two or three. Send me your new Just for Girls, Just for Guys. Send me your Stay Woke, which is this year's campus piece on abortion. Send me those, and I will share them with the young people I know. Even for younger kids, we have some comic books that don't get into the ugliness of abortion, but they show how we all develop in our womb, you know, nice hand-drawn images that don't get into the yuckiness of everything. And we've got accompanying comic book pages, so parents are using them. We've got pieces on what Planned Parenthood does and all those things. And God bless them. These good and faithful people are delivering them door-to-door in their neighborhoods, last for 25 or 50 or 100 pieces, and they'll do a old-fashioned literature drop, and they'll just share them with their neighbors who are stuck at home craving something to read. So it's really kind of funny to hear how people are using it. But say this were normal, and this fall we go back into classes and things like that, parents share them with teachers. We work with a teacher in Philadelphia these last 2 years, and he said that when he shared Just for Girls, Just for Guys with his students, he had them review it. They gave us some really great feedback. So he made it a whole project, not just a reading experience. And he said it was just simply the best classroom experience he's had in all of his years as teaching, because the kids were so engaged.
Mm.
You know, a woman who is a international global abstinence speaker, but she particularly works in Canada and the northern United States, she says, this stuff is so practical, it's irresistible.
Joel, I'm going to have to jump in here, and we'll pick up right there on the other side of the break. Our phone guest today is Joe Langfeld. He's the Executive Director of Human Life Alliance. We'll be right back. Music from the Walls Group, All Praise Goes to You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Joe Langfeld. He's the Executive Director of Human Life Alliance. And Joe, would you share with our listeners one more time the website and how they can get in touch with you if they're wanting to get some of the literature that Human Life Alliance provides?
Yeah, Human Life Alliance is at www.humanlife.org. humanlife.org.
All right. Okay, then. You were, I interrupt you while you were sharing a story about a particular lady who that you all are working with literature, sharing literature with.
Well, we're just talking about the Just for Girls, Just for Guys magazine, right? And she does abstinence and chastity talks, and she just says, was just telling us how in a time where students don't read, or people think young people don't read, she goes into their classrooms and does the school assemblies, and she has tried little cards, small pieces, stickers, one-sheeters, all kinds of different things. But the only thing that she doesn't find on the floor is that Teen Abstinence magazine, Just for Girls, Just for Guys. She says they read it, you know, and they quietly kind of slip it into their backpacks and take it home. She says she counts on using it every single time. It's really exciting to hear how people engage our materials and how it impacts people's lives.
Hmm. Yeah, and again, just to emphasize the point you made earlier, it's such a well-put-together tool. It's easy to read. It draws you in, and it deals with several different topics that would obviously grab the girls or the guys, but like you said, typically they're going to read each other's as well. So again, a very valuable tool when addressing the abstinence topic from a Bible perspective. Well, Joe, would you also, too, do you have any other stories that you'd like to share about ways you've seen this, the your materials being used fruitfully and in an impactful way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Human Life Alliance is over 43 years old. We've been doing these projects, these printed projects in this way since 1990. So even that, this is the 30th anniversary year of our She's a Child, Not a Choice publication. So we're the group that coined that term. And that's a great piece. We've just redone it. It's just beautiful with the pictures of the child and the womb inside of there. But I remember maybe the first time our campus director was out of the office and I had to open her email and kind of interact with kids when I started as a fundraiser at Human Life Alliance. And the email was really simple. It was from a young lady on a college campus, and she said, "I've been looking for you for 2 years. I had to use your piece to convince my mother that I shouldn't have an abortion."
Hmm.
And that, now I have a baby boy, 6 months old. I'm in my final year of school. I'm going to be a nurse. And I tell my son that there are people out there, people we don't even know and that we'll probably never meet, who saved your life.
Hmm.
Okay, how fun is that? It brings tears to my eyes still, actually.
Praise
because,
God. That's a powerful
a little bit
testimony.
Of information really can change a heart and save a life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ways the Holy Spirit will use a wonderful tool like literature is just exciting to really consider. So thank you for sharing that, though. But other stories or testimonies that come to mind about how people have used it?
Yeah, well, people use it. I mean, they often say we're preaching to the choir, right, because sometimes pro-lifers get our materials. But we say, as a choir, you can't really sing without your sheet music. So it can help pro-lifers just really understand how to engage. I remember a couple of years back, a woman called us, and she was not a kid. She was a more mature woman, and she read our piece. It was in a library of all places, and I'll read some of this because it's an incredible testimony. She said, "I read your piece, and it brought tears to my eyes as I saw the story of these women who have had an abortion like me, and I was just too young to be making that kind of important decision in my life. At the age of 18, and she said, when the doctor told me I didn't have to go through with abortion, I still went ahead anyway. Mm-hmm. And she says, I guess I was just too dumb or too young 32 years ago and will always want to change what I cannot. And I've had 4 pregnancies afterward, having 4 beautiful boys, and every year I remind my sons about seeing the face of God when the nurse handed them to me the next day. She said, I knew that there was a God that lived. I saw the face of God in the face of my newborn sons."
Mm.
So even if they've already even made a decision for abortion years later, God can use the truth to change somebody's heart.
That's right. That's right. Well, Joe, would you share your thoughts, too? I think of this, again, in the midst of all that's going on in response to the coronavirus and how our culture has reacted to it. Sadly, we see a number of leaders who are, obviously they're enforcing people shutting in for a period of time. But sadly, some of those same leaders are saying that abortion is essential and they're not encouraging and supporting the abortionists to keep doing what they do. Would you share your thoughts about just that whole reality going on right now in our culture?
Well, of course they're saying that. We expect that of them, right? And it's nothing new, unfortunately, even going back to the verses you began with at the beginning of the broadcast from Exodus, right? But even during Hurricane Katrina, Planned Parenthood was out there saying, oh, we've got abortions for young women. It will change everything for them. And it doesn't. It's just a lie from the pit. So whether you're a member of Congress, whether you're a local health care provider, whether you're just a mother or father or a young woman who's afraid of being pregnant at a time like this, death is never the answer. But it always looks like the easiest thing for us. And we somehow never learn our lesson as humans, that our God is bigger than all the difficulties we have, that he will use these lives to change the world. We miss it. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why we're out there sharing this material, helping people embrace their pro-life beliefs. Frankly, acting on their pro-life beliefs with something as simple as sharing literature with a friend or with a family or somebody who needs it is a way to kind of put our Christian faith into action, even if it's on that simple way. And once we act on that faith, that confirms that in us, and the Holy Spirit, at least in my experience, seems to really then move me forward and make me bolder when I've been timid and afraid. And in the days like today, when people are saying abortion is needed, it's necessary, it's health care, mm-hmm. we can break down those lies with truth.
That's right. That's right. And it's so important that believers are courageous enough to do what they know to be true and just say, Lord, use me, and to stand up in whatever arena God has placed you in, because the sad reality is there are lies all around us being pushed passionately by people with wrong perspectives. So we need to be loud voices wherever God has placed us, speaking truth. And getting literature like the kind Human Life Alliance produces is one way to share truth in wonderful, wonderful ways. So, Joe, real briefly, I want to share a passage from Joshua, and I'm going to ask you to share your thoughts and a word of prayer for the church to be more courageous as well. This is Joshua chapter 1, starting at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And you know, Joe, one of the very powerful messages in that passage is God is calling his servants to be courageous, to stand up on his word and to be courageous. Would you share your thoughts about why we as believers need to be courageous as we stand for the cause of life?
Well, I'm going to have a hard time answering that question because you've hit one of my favorite verses, and I love an older Michael W. Smith song that is, be strong and courageous, and the words open up with, my servant, now your time has come, you've got a job to do. I have a people to be led and a willing heart in you. So I give you strength and courage, and I hide you in my hands. Joshua, you've got to live to your call and lead my people to their land. And that's what I think God is calling us to today. He's calling us to each be a Joshua, to lead his people into another land. We're in a time right now when we can't even go worship in our communities of faith, and even our God is a community. You know, love creates that third person of our God, the Holy Spirit, and we need to be sharing these truths with everyone in our lives so that they can have hope and so that they can see how God is searching after them and calling after them. So I'm not going to quite answer your question, but you get me on my soapbox then, and you get me really excited about how this is the call for us in our culture. Whether it's at a public school and we're doing things in a kind of secular way, the truth will open up all kinds of doors. Whether it's at a church where we're working in a community and we freely share our faith, or whether it's with our sidewalk counseling friends and the people who are on the sidewalks reaching young women and people, this is our call for our Christian life today.
That's right. That's right. I want to ask if you would, Joe, pray for the church and for God's people, for the church to really be courageous in this day and time, because the need is so great and we're on the winning side. Would you pray for the church in this regard?
Well, Lord, we ask that you help us be strong and courageous, that you help us see those moments when someone comes to us and will ask a question, and it's the moment to step through in the power of your Holy Spirit to share your truth with them. Lord, we've seen an entire generation of young people embrace pro-life truths and become more pro-life than their parents and professors. Now we ask, Lord, that you move mightily amongst this new generation of young people, high school and college students at Generation Z, that you will place people in their path that can share those powerful truths, that you arm ministries that are going out on the campuses and working with young people, that they can share the gospel of truth and the gospel of life with them, and encourage us all and prompt us in your spirit to share when you nudge us, to share a word from the gospel, to share a word of truth, to share a word of encouragement, and to walk side by side with our brothers and sisters to help them know you, Jesus, and our Father, the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much. Our time is just about gone, but would you share again, course, for persons that are wanting to get pro-life literature or abstinence literature, as you've mentioned, share with them one more time the website, how they can both learn more about what you have as well as order.
Well, come on, life, to humanlife.org. Go and look under the publication section, which are mostly magazines now, but you'll see everything from the teen abstinence magazine we discussed, She's a Child, Not a Choice, and Stay Woke, that talk about abortion, the truth behind Planned Parenthood, an excellent sidewalk counseling piece that is saving many, many lives across the country, euthanasia-assisted suicide pieces, ones that are a little more academic and ones that are patient-friendly so you can help your loved ones. All of that stuff is there at humanlife.org. Or give us a call at 651-484-1040, and we will be happy to serve you.
All right. Well, thank you again. And how would you ask listeners to pray for the work in the Ministry of Human Life Alliance?
Well, for us and for all pro-life organizations right now during this coronavirus, we're all a little nervous about where our funding is going to come from because our good donors are losing their jobs just like everybody else. So please pray for provision for those wonderful people that have been so kind and generous. And pray also that we would always stay in God's will.
Amen. All right. Well, again, our phone guest has been Joe Langfeld, the Executive Director of Human Life Alliance. Joe, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Pastor Parker. God bless you all.
And thank you for being a part of our listening family. Please pray much for the Ministry of Human Life Alliance, and be sure and go to their website and check out the great literature they provide. It'll bless you as well. Thanks for being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.